Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
So going into this interview, the only stipulation that her PR people said was that we want you to be respectful to her. You know, she won't talk about specific acts with Tiger Woods, if you know what I'm saying.
Or wink. Or descriptions. Wink, wink.
Which we wouldn't have asked anyway. That's like for the rock stations and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, is he well endowed?
That's just not what we do anyway, right? So we thought she was going to be real reluctant to talk about Tiger Woods because she's got this spread in Maxim magazine, and without Tiger Woods, there is no spread, and there is no Jamie Grubbs,
right?
Which is what we say in the interview. So it starts off a little strange and a little slow, but I don't think we were rude to her, but I do think that we asked the right questions. We asked honest questions.
Yeah, and she answered them.
Mostly honestly.
As honestly as she could be, I think.
Right, but I think in the beginning I was worried because she comes across, you know, a little slow, but I think that she warms up and starts talking.
Yeah, at times where she just sounds like pretty typically L.A., you know.
She sounds like that Saturday Night Live parody. Remember when they did that parody of her and it was like, did you ever know he was married? And she was like, oh, for sure.
Yeah, she does.
For sure. Like, she does sound like that a little bit.
Bear with it for the first minute because she starts to warm up after that. It's really not bad. This is Jamie Grubbs, mistress number two for Tiger Woods.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm tired.
You are. It has been a it's been a long day of interviews for you, or what?
No, you are my first one.
And you're tired already? This could be a, long day.
Wow.
Jamie, where are you? Are you West Coast or?
Yes.
It's always easier being number two.
Hey, Jamie. As a general rule, right now, is it easy to be Jamie Grubbs, or is it very difficult to be Jamie Grubbs right now?
I mean, I guess I have a little bit of both. I mean, it's getting easier, but it's definitely not easy.
The first couple of days after it came out that you had this affair with Tiger Woods, tell us what that was like for you, like walking down the street, the feedback that you were getting.
You know, the first couple of days weren't too bad because most people didn't recognize me then. It wasn't until the following week. The first few days was really bad for my family and friends. Not so much for me.
In which way? Specifics?
I mean, them just being hounded and called and, you know, my parents and my little brothers and stuff had, like, film crews outside their house just basically day and night for the first week trying to get them to talk. I think one even, when my brother left, followed them and, like, pulled him over as he was driving down the road. So, I mean, it was intense for them.
So why come forward at all? Why not just keep it a secret?
It wasn't necessarily a decision I made. It was kind of just an emotional reaction that, you know, kind of did. And by the time, you know, I did tell the story, it was already done. And I didn't really, you know, have much time to think about it. But after I did, I guess I just had to prepare for what was coming.
What was that emotional reaction? You were mad at him?
It was that. And it was just, you know, I had received a voicemail that completely, you know, kind of baffled me. And then, you know, I was really upset about that. And then the car crash came. Then I felt, you know, really bad that that could have been my fault. And then I saw, you know, the whole thing about the Rachel girl coming out. And it was just a whirlwind of emotions that I just kind of acted on with, like, her sadness, you know, madness, everything.
Well, let's follow up with these specifics here, because you said there was madness at first, and then there was a voicemail. What was the voicemail, and what were you mad about?
Oh, well, the voicemail telling me, you know, to change my message, my voicemail, so if, you know, his wife called me that, you know, she wouldn't figure out that it was me and things like that. But it was just kind of like a reality check saying, you know, Like, you're not that important to me.
But at that point, you knew that he was married. So why would you think that he would react any other way than to try to protect his marriage?
Well, I mean, he always gave you the different impression when you were with him. So, I mean, I didn't really think it was going to be that important.
Did you think that he would leave his wife for you?
Oh, I figured he would leave her, yes.
For you, though, to be with you?
Oh, I mean, eventually.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that he was with other women?
No, for the first pretty much year that I was with him, I didn't even know he was married. And that was one of the hardest
really?
Things.
Really?
That one's going to be a tough sell right there. So you're with this guy for a year. You know he's Tiger Woods, and you have no idea that he's married?
Correct.
Really?
I mean, when I met him, he didn't say anything. I didn't know anything of him other than that he was a golfer. And, I mean, he came up to me and was like, hey, what's up? Let's hang out. You know, I'll fly out and have dinner with you. And at that point, I was just kind of caught up in the whole fact of here's this major icon that wants to have dinner with me. I didn't think to background check him, and, you know, I didn't really jinx it, so I didn't tell many people about it.
You know that's going to be a tough sell for most, because most are going to say that, look, everybody knows who Tiger Woods is.
Right.
And even if you tell two friends who Tiger Woods is, one of them is probably going to point out, you know that dude's married and has kids, right? And you're saying that never happened.
My friends are in the same boat as me. My girlfriends, they don't watch golf. They don't know.
But so. Looking back now, do you feel bad about your decisions?
I do. I do regret some of my decisions.
Which is the one decision that you would switch back now? Would it be how you reacted after the affair, or is the decision that you would change the fact that you actually hooked up with him?
No, my decision would have changed at when I figured out he was married and I did back away that whole year when I refused to, you know, see him and things like that. My regret would have changed when he persuaded me to come back saying that, oh, it'll always be me and him, and that he missed me so much. Going back at that point, I would have said no, because it wasn't worth it.
Were you shocked when then another woman came out, then another? Like, did your perception of him change the more the women came out?
I basically, he had me, you know, kind of fooled. He had me thinking that, you know, his time was spent basically golfing, and he'd always tell me he didn't have time for much else, and, you know, he was basically, you know, calling me all the time and making sure, you know, everything was great in my life and how I was doing and things like that. So, I mean, he put a lot of effort in. So the fact that there could be 12 other women that he's doing that with is beyond me, and that he is so okay with doing that is disturbing. And, you know, the type of women, the amount of women, it's just, I think that's the most, you know, hurtful and frustrating thing out of all of this.
If you were his wife, what would you do now?
I don't know. I don't have the kids. Like, that's a really hard situation. But, I mean, it's also really hard to hear that he had no regard for her and that he was saying that it would be over with to pretty much every girl that he was with. So, I mean,
if you were one of her best friends, what advice would you give her?
Probably to, you know, do what's best for her and probably get out of this situation, but make sure, you know, that he's still a big factor in his kid's life.
Have you heard from him at all in the past week or two?
I have not. I haven't heard from him in the past month or two.
You're going to be stuck with this label, and I know this is going to rub you the wrong way, but, you know, like when we're doing these interviews, what I'm supposed to do is reintroduce who we're talking to. So new people listening know who it is. And the only way I can do that is to say that we're talking to Jamie Grubbs. This is Tiger Woods' second mistress. That's the label that you're going to be – that's stuck on you sort of now. Are you
– I know. I mean, it does suck. It is, you know, it isn't – nobody wants to be anybody's, you know – one of anybody's girls, and especially not stuck with it for a very long time. But, I mean, that is something that I hope when people see me don't just shout out, but they do. A lot of people do. So, I mean, it is hard. It's still hard right now.
I mean, in reality, I don't know how you're going to be able to shake that, because we'll talk about Maxim Magazine, but the truth is the only reason why you got the Maxim Magazine spread was because you're number two. So if you continue to do projects that expose that, how are you ever going to get away from it?
Well, I mean, if my next basically model writing gig or hosting gig comes with that label attached to it, then I probably wouldn't do it. I wanted to kind of put that out there because Maxim is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and I know that, you know, the way I was in it is not ideal, but hopefully, you know, people can look at that and say, like, oh, these are really good pictures. I want to use her. And then use photos of me or work with me because they like the photos and not because they can attach that name to it. So I'm hoping from this point on I can just move forward with my life and, you know, hopefully make a positive direction.
And the pictures are going to be in February or March, Maxim?
They're February, but they're already out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with the career. I know it can't be entirely easy to be you right now, and I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, Jamie. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, so that was Jamie yesterday, but the truth of the matter is, I mean, some pretty big gaps in her story that make it hard to believe the entire thing.
Like none of her friends knew
who
he was.
You're on Google all the time with any celebrity you meet.
For a year you didn't know Tiger Woods was married. I think the interview was okay, but not nearly as good as the Saturday Night Live interview that they did with her.
Today, yet another woman came forward claiming to have had an affair with Tiger Woods, bringing the total number of alleged mistresses to 15. Here with her story is mistress number 15.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi there. So, start at the beginning for us. How did you get involved with a superstar athlete?
First of all, Seth, I didn't even know he was an athlete. I just knew he was super rich. And I didn't know he was married.
But eventually you found out he was married.
Oh, for sure. But by then, I also knew he was super famous. So what was I supposed to do?
Not have an affair with him?
Yeah, it's just really hard not to have an affair with someone you're having sex with. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
But Seth, you have to understand it was more than sex.
Oh, it was?
Oh, for sure. Romantic thing, Seth. Like, sometimes he would text me.
So, what was your reaction when all these other mistresses were revealed?
Well, at first, I just thought they were me in different outfits and hairs. But then I found out they were their own people.
Right, and so then, you know, how'd you feel when you knew it wasn't just you?
What's the word for, like, when you're mad?
Mad.
Yeah, that's it. I was mad. I couldn't believe he would cheat on me.
But he was already cheating on his wife with you.
Oh, for her, sure. But I thought I was special.
Why?
Because he was texting me, and I don't know, I wear tank tops.
You sure do, but why the need to go public?
Seth, I just felt like if I waited, I would be known as Mistress 16 or 17. And at that point, people would think I'm a slut.
Mistress number 15, everyone.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.